Having determined who the bulk is and to send for Titus Lasius, it remains as the main point in this our after meeting to gratify his noble service that has thus stood for his country. Therefore, please you, most reverend and grave elders, to desire the present consul and last general in our well-found successes to report a little of the worthy work performed by Caius Marcius Coriolanus, whom he met here both to thank and to remember with honors like himself.
Speak, good Cominius. Leave nothing out for length, and make us think rather our state's defective for requital than we to stretch it out. Masters of the people, we do request your kindest ears, and after your loving motion toward the common body, to yield what passes here.
We are convented upon a pleasing treaty, and have hearts inclinable to honor and advance the theme of our assembly.
Which the rather we shall be blessed to do, if you remember a kinder value of the people than he hath hereto prized the matter.
Well, that's off, that's off. I would you rather have been silent. Please you to hear Cominius speak?
Most willingly, but yet my caution was more pertinent than the rebuke you give it.
Well, he loves your people, but tie him not to be their bedfellow. Worthy Cominius, speak.
Nick,
keep your place.
Sit, Coriolanus, never shame to hear what you have nobly done.
Your honor's pardon. I'd rather have my wounds to heal again than hear say how I got them.
Sir, I hope my words dispensed you not.
No, sir. Yet oft when blows have made me stay, I fled from words. You soothed not, therefore hurt not. But your people, I love them as they weigh.
Hey, now sit down.
I'd rather have one scratch my head in the sun when the alarum was struck than idly sit to hear my nothings monstered.
Proceed, Cominius.
I shall lack voice. The deeds of Coriolanus should not be uttered feebly. It is held that valor is the chiefest virtue and most dignifies the haver. If it be, the man I speak of cannot in the world be singly counterpoised. At 16 years, when Tarquin made a head for Rome,
he fought beyond the mark of others. Our vindicator, whom with all praise I point at, saw him fight. When, with his Amazonian chin, he drove the bristled lips before him. He bestrid an oppressed Roman, and in the consul's view slew 3 opposers. Tarquin's self he met, and struck him on his knee. In that day's feats, when he might act the woman in the scene, he proved the best man in the field. And for his meed was brow-bound with the oak. His pupil age, man entered thus, he waxed it like a sea. And in the brunt of 17 battles since, he lurched all sort of a dun. For this last, before and in Coriolis, let me say, I cannot speak him home. He stopped the flyers, and by his rare example made the coward turn terror into sport. As weeds before a vessel under sail, so men obeyed and fell below his stem. His sword, death's damp, where it did mark, it took. From face to foot, he was a thing of blood, whose every motion was timed with dying cries. Alone he entered the mortal gate of the city, which he painted with shunless destiny. Aedlus came off, and with a sudden reinforcement struck Coriolis like a planet. Now all's his. When, by and by, the din of war gan pierce his ready sense, then straight his double spirit re-quickened what in flesh was fatigate, and to the battle came he, where he did run, reeking o'er the lives of men as if 'twere a perpetual spoil. And till we called both field and city ours, he never stood to ease his breast with panting.
Worthy man.
He cannot but with measure fit the honors which we devise him.
Our spoils he kicked at, looked upon things precious as they were the common muck of the world. He covets less than misery itself would give. Rewards his deeds with doing them, and is content to spend the time to end it.
He's right, noble. Let him be called for.
Go on, Coriolanus.
The Senate, Coriolanus, are well pleased to make thee consul.
I do owe them still my life and services.
It then remains that you do speak to the people.
I do beseech you, let me only have custom. For I cannot put on the gown, stand naked, and entreat them for my wound's sake to give their suffrage. Please you that I may pass this doing.
Sir, the people must have their voices. Neither will they bate one jot of ceremony.
Put them not to it. Pray you go fit you to the custom, and take to you, as your predecessors have, your honor with your form.
It is a part that I shall blush in acting, and might well be taken from the people.
What is that?
To brag unto them, thus I did and thus, to show them the unaching scars which I should hide, as if I had received them for the hire of their breath only.
Do not stand upon it. We recommend to you, tribunes of the people, our purpose to them. And to our noble consul, which we all joy and honor.